But joining us now from the property shop here in Mudgee is Andrew Palmer. Andrew, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Terry. Great to be here. Great to have you guys up here.
Yeah, great to be here again. Now, you know, obviously interest rates have gone up, but Mudgee, I think along with Orange and those sort of places, demand's been pretty strong still, hasn't it?
So, still tracking, yeah.
No downturn here at Mudgee, I'm guessing. A lot of people want to move out from the big smoke out to the bush, don't they?
Absolutely. God's country out here. But certainly slowed down a little bit. It's not as frenetic as it was last year, but tracking along very, very nicely. Prices are holding up nice and firmly, but still good value as well. For Sydney people coming out of the city, absolutely fantastic value up here.
What is it about Mudgee that is the attraction?
Look, I think we've got a bit of everything, to be honest. It's a beautiful environment, lovely climate, so you get full four seasons up here as well. Good, strong economy. There's plenty of work out here and just a beautiful environment and community to live in. It's not too big, you know, 10,000 people in the town. It's just a lovely, lovely environment, very strong community. People get in and support each other, and a welcoming one. It's you go out to some regional areas, so people complain it might be a bit clicky, but we have a lot of new people in our community, and people come in, they're welcomed, settle in, and it's a great place to live.
Andrew, every time I come here, and I've been here three or four times, the locals are so proud. They just talk about the town with such a passion. Why is that?
Yeah, it just gets back to that community. It's always been one of those really tight towns that people like to look after each other. And just lovely. Like, it's a fantastic place to live. You've got plenty to do here. Great food and wine, obviously. That's what we're known for. But there's so much more to it. If you're into your recreation, we've got two big recreational dams nearby. If you'd like to get out into nature, there's national parks, state forests, you know, whether you're cycling, you're bushwalking, you're riding, or whatever you want to do, there's plenty to do here, or you can just come out and chill out and relax. It's great.
There always seems as though there's something to do every weekend, whether it's a major event or whether it's the wineries or whatever it is. But there's always something happening. There's a good vibe around town all year round.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of that credit obviously goes to our council, our tourism board. They've got a lot of things in here, big events, as say, yeah, cycling. We've got field days. We have running festivals. We have markets every
bring
weekend.
Bring the football up here.
The football.
All different types
Of
football.
Great facilities out there at Glen Willow. So whatever sort of football you want, whether it's rugby, league, you know, soccer, it all comes up here. It's just a fantastic environment to come to.
Andrew, you got anything for Laurie? Can we drag him out of Sydney and his cushy joint on the North Shore there?
He'd probably be happier with a bit of a weekender, just somewhere
that's
to sort of
good
bit
idea.
Of a bolt hole, somewhere to come to.
What do you reckon, Loz?
If I was buying property, mate, I'd love to come here, but I'd be stoned in the street if I didn't go back to Junee.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think they'd understand, mate, if you came up here, though. You sort of, you know, we'll get you out on a few acres, maybe get a few cows or something, you'd be good.
How would I go with a cow?
Not great.
I love it when people say, oh, you're from the country, so you must love the animals. And I go, yeah, I love the animals. But if a cow started to, you know, if I was feeding it something and it started to sort of lick my hand, it'd take it away quite quickly.
You are the most non-rural country person I know who was born in the middle of the country that I've ever come across.
All right, maybe a nice townhouse in
New York. That's it. Thank you.
Close to the pub.
How sort of far and wide do you get interest? Like, from interstate, do people sort of come to you, or is it mainly from people from Sydney looking to move potentially to the bush? I mean, what sort of, how far and wide do you get interest?
Yeah, it's amazing. People come from all, they do. They come from, mostly it's eastern side of Australia, obviously, but we have people coming from all over the place. Sydney is obviously a big draw card. We get a lot of people coming in from further west when they're downsizing off big farms. You know, often they'll have kids in the city or on the eastern seaboard, and, you know, it's a nice central location for that. But, you know, we put property up. You know, people come out of Queensland, out of Victoria, and sort of land up here in Mudgee. So it's, draw them from everywhere.
Great day today. Does the town pretty much shut down, doesn't it? Head to the racecourse.
Yeah, Mudgee Cup's a big event for us here. You know, a lot of people get out there for their Christmas party. Not much happens. It's the race that stops the town, certainly.
Beautiful. Well, you enjoy the day. Appreciate you coming on. And, giving people an insight of, well, if you want some property,
yeah, give us a call at the property shop. We're more than happy to help you move here. We love it here. So certainly, if you're thinking about making a move, a lot of people have, certainly come out, give us a call.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Good to have you on.
Thanks, guys.